Penguin Random House Audio presents Obituary, The Big Hot Book of Death, by Spencer Henry and Madison Reyes. Read for you by the authors and Annette Amelia Oliveira. This is the author, Spencer Henry. Note to listeners, this program contains a downloadable bonus PDF of a recipe for funeral potatoes. This one goes out to all the dead people.
Introduction.
Dearest listener, we're so glad you're here.
We can assume a lot of things about you by the fact that you decided to pick up a book subtitled The Big Hot Book of Death.
Are you big?
Hot?
Dead? None of these are prerequisites to enjoy the material to follow. We're just curious. In fact, curiosity is how we landed ourselves here in the first place. We, Spencer Henry and Madison Reyes, sort of fell into the world of the macabre, stemming from a long history of sending each other the most outlandish obituaries we could find. That somehow evolved into a podcast, and then, what do you know? A book. A whole fucking book. We laugh all the time about how we ended up here. Come back with us to 2013, and we'll tell you how it all started.
Spencer had begun dating Madison's former best friend and had flown down to Los Angeles for the weekend. It's only fitting that the night we met, we went to see Evil Dead in a theater. Though we hit it off immediately, it wasn't until years later, in 2018, that we jumped from friends to inseparable after the unexpected loss of Spencer's sweet mother, Laurel. Spencer spent a few weeks away with his family, and upon returning to Los Angeles, we started getting together more frequently, and we've spent pretty much every day together since. In order to cope with his grief, Spencer started posting online rants about different cult documentaries and true crime stories, which led to the next natural progression of starting a true crime podcast, Cult Leader, which launched in October 2018. Some way, somehow, it turned into a full-time gig in 2021, and around that same time, Spencer was struck with another idea for a new show, Obituary, and he realized that Madison would be the perfect partner.
The conversation went something like this. Okay, hear me out. It's a new show. It's called Obituary, but like, Obituary.
I love it.
We'll read obituaries. We have so many in our text. I think people will love it like we do. Are you in?
Let's fucking do it.
We launched the show on Patreon so that Madison could get her feet wet and quickly found our episodes getting longer and longer as we started incorporating new sections into each show. Our coffin spinners, as we call them. Each coffin spinner since has covered anything and everything from caskets versus coffins, haunted cemeteries, unique cremation methods, the history and cost of obituaries, which, yeesh, are those things expensive? In fact, that was one that I had unfortunately come to know through personal experience. When Obituary the podcast started taking off, we had no idea it would end up where we've ended up. A podcast network took a chance on us and gave us the tools and financial stability to take this on full time. And as we write this, we're hot off of our 2023 U.S. tour where we performed live for audiences full of our beloved listeners who have become our best friends.
Who knew that our off-color humor and campy anecdotes would lead us to strangers on the street telling us we've helped them cope with loss in their own lives? Or a P.O. box with handwritten letters thanking us for helping their loved one with a terminal illness, decide they wanted to donate their body to a body farm. It's incredible. It's beautiful. And to us, it's the most fulfilling thing either one of us have ever experienced. Neither of us could have imagined this would be our purpose, but it's looking like that just might be the case.
We're sure some of the funeral industry's finest are rolling their eyes at the thought of two podcasters writing a book. What the hell do they know? And they have every right to feel that way. The truth is, before venturing into the topics we discuss on our weekly podcast, we weren't all that familiar with the ins and outs of the afterlife. But it turns out that it's a morbid curiosity many share with us, and we've loved learning alongside our listeners about a topic that's long been hushed up by most of society. Plus, you can't really gatekeep death, right? It's the one thing we all gotta do. We promise there's room for everyone, unless we're talking about cemeteries. Those things can sure fill up quick. If you're curious about what happens afterward, don't worry, we've got you covered.
Our goal with the Big Hot Book of Death is to take you through the wild, wonderful, and sometimes terrifying world of obituaries, of course, but it doesn't end there. We've come across so many fascinating death-related topics in our years of research, and honey, we've got a lot to talk about. We're essentially giving you something horrifying to bring up at the dinner table. Sharing a meal with a pompous mother-in-law? Interrupt her with your newfound knowledge of death erections. Going on a first date? Start a healthy debate of cremation versus burial. If they end up ghosting you, they aren't worth your time. Speaking of ghosts, we've got some stories in here sure to startle even the bravest of readers.
We've laid this book out in a way that you can truly skip to any chapter and learn something new. Our brains personally aren't wired in an ABC, 1, 2, 3, left to right type of logic. So fellow ADHDers, rejoice. This book is for you. So what can you expect?
A romp through death.
You might shed some tears.
Or fall into a fit of laughter.
Honestly, we hope you experience an entire range of emotions as you flip through the Big Hot Book of Death, because let's face it, that's life.
It's fun, it's unpredictable.
And sometimes it fucking sucks. So allow us to take your mind off the mundane and into the insane.
Part 1. The end is just the beginning. Chapter 1. What to expect when you're not expecting.
Well, I'm dead. Now what? Surely this has to be the worst of it, right? Wrong. When we bow out, our bodies experience a series of changes. Think of it like a second puberty or menopause, except a hell of a lot hotter, depending on your belief system. Speaking of, the one thing we can all agree on as humans is that we have no definitive answers about what happens when we bite the dust. We might cross over to another plane, become reincarnated, or fade into the abyss. Regardless, physically, our bodies are left here on Earth to wreak havoc. No, literally, sometimes they reek. Before we get into the physical, let's pause for a second to discuss this not-so-fun fact. Apparently, scientists and doctors alike are discovering our brains are thought to continue working for 10 minutes or so after we die, meaning our brains may in some way be aware of our death. In 2017, a team of Canadian doctors published a paper in the Canadian Journal of Neurological Sciences, documenting a case of a terminal patient who had been removed from life support and continued to experience 10 minutes of brain activity before officially being considered clinically dead. That's something to think about. Or not. Fast forward from there, and we go through a stage referred to as fresh. Real creative, right? Well, it is accurate. During this stage, the muscles relax. This is also called primary flaccidity. Eyelids lose their tension, pupils dilate, and the jaw may or may not fall open. At this point, the body's joints and limbs are still flexible. Due to the loss of tension in the muscles, the skin may sag, causing bones to appear to be sticking out a little bit.
Yes, baby, show off those collarbones. Now's the time.
This is also when the tone of the sphincter diminishes, and you will likely shit yourself. We hope there's no hot paramedics serving witness. After the heart stops beating, something called pallor mortis occurs, which causes the body to lose its color. So make sure you spray tan extra well every day, just, you know, in case. The body will then start cooling off, going into algor mortis, also known as the death chill, typically declining 1.5 degrees per hour. Between the second and sixth hour, The blood begins to pool.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?